Today's learning from Nitzel Chaimus from Shania Moshe and Anil Rivka Ben Moshe Zuri from Anachem and Moshe Schus for Shalom Achayim Moshe Shiva Malki Hainis and Sarim and Brachma Sarim Malka and for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So holding Simon Kuf Pei Hey, we are up to Sif Hey. So let's see the Mechaber. Im Hoya Berach, if a person was benching, Vahoysa Tzoya Kenegdai. Presumably, this means that subsequently you found out that it was say. There's different ways of learning this machaber. Does it? We'll see. We'll touch upon it a little bit more in the Mishnah Berurah. But let's for now say that subsequent to your benching, you discovered that there was tzoya. Oisha hayashikar, or you were drunk. Now, if you remember last week, we learned. We said in Siv Dalad, afilu nishtaka kol kach hacheni yachal adabik haroi, you could bench. So, what's the difference over here? So, the Ramah Bavarns this, and he says, Perish Lagamri. You were so completely drunk that you're not even able to be Ladaber Lefnei HaMelech. So in last week we said it was okay to bench, was that you were slurring your words a little bit. Here you're completely drunk. Nistapku atoisus arash im tzarech lachzer levarich, once you sober up, or in the case of with the tzaya, whether or not you have to go ahead and bench again. If there was meraglayim on the floor in the area where you were benching, there you definitely don't have to bench again. However, it was not appropriate. You shouldn't be benching in such a situation. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. We'll explain this a little bit further. So emberach v'haisa, right? So what does that mean? The tefillah came along, but it came to tefillah. We learned this already. Leil b'simenai involved. The misha spowl, somebody who davened, who matzah tzoya kenegdai, oy betzidai techdal damas, and he found, subsequent to his davening, he found tzoya. But makim shaya royalist topic, in a place that he should have thought about looking. So remember, we made a chilek over there. We made a chilek, and obviously, if you davened and you knew there was tzoya there, you weren't yaitza tefillah. If you dive in a place that you had no reasonable expectation that there should be tzaya, and then you found out afterwards, so you were an oynis, and it's okay. What happened if you davened in a place that you had reason to believe that there might be tzaya there, whether because there's children running around, or because it's near a place that would be common to be found? So there, upasha v'loy badik, and you didn't check, and you should have, because it's a place that you had reasonable expectation that it might be there. You have to go ahead and daven. This tefillah was a teva because you should have checked and you didn't. We said that was the same halacha by Kriyashma. Now, do we say the same thing by Birchas HaMazon? Now, according to this, that if you knew about it before that, you knew for a fact it was tzoya, and you benched anyway, they would not have a suffix. They would say you have to bench over. We're talking about over here a place that you had a reason to consider that that might be a problem, and you chose not to look. Do we treat it the same as tefillah and the same as Kriya Shema or as Birchas HaMazon any different? Oy Dilma, Shani Birchas HaMazon, the Kilo Mayasim, of course, we saw last week when we learned Siv Dalet. That Birchas HaMazon is a little bit cooler, Dick. Why? That Rebbe Shasui, when somebody who is somewhat drunk, that he's capable to talk Lefnei HaMelech, but he's a little bit slurred, came along the Al Yispal. When it comes to tefillah, we say you're not allowed to daven that way. Ule'inyin Birchas HaMazon, Vade Mutta B'Shasui, we said that it's absolutely Mutta. So we see that although they're somewhat unrelated, but we do see that Birchas HaMazon is more cooler, Dick, than tefillah and kriya shema. So therefore, says the Taisus and the Raj, what happens with this other halacha when it comes to tzoya? Do we say that it's this, that since kriya birchas hamazon, is more kuladik, therefore we're also going to be more makel in such a case where you didn't check, even though you had a reason to believe that it might be a problem, there might be tzoya over there, you didn't check. Do we say you don't have to bench over? Or no, that is regards to shikur, and which we learned because the reason is the Torah had to have an expectation that we might be a little bit drunk after we ate our meal, and via the Torah said still you should bench. So that's only particular to drinking. However, when it comes to tzaya, we'll treat Birchas HaMazon the same as davening and kriyashma. That's the suffix of the Taisus and the Rush. Okay, then the Mechaber said, Oisha Yeshikar, Perish Lagamri. The Gemara told us, what does that mean that you're completely drunk? Hey, no, what does that mean, completely drunk? He wouldn't be able to talk to a king. That let's say he managed to sober up enough that he's not at that level of shikras anymore. And prior to Nisachel HaMazon, it's still in the time that he can bench. And therefore, you have to bench again or not? Now, sidebar, the Mishabur tells us, Mary Shaloi Hegil Shikra Shaloit, that he didn't reach to the point that he's completely drunk like Loit. The Lav Hachi Kishoiti Yachashi Patam Kalamitza, somebody who's so fall down drunk that he has no idea what's going on, he's just stopped talking shtusim, then we don't view him as a Chi of a mitzvah. We view him as a Shaita for that moment. Even if he benched, he would have to go ahead and bench again. So is that in between stage? Is the suffix, do we have to bench again or not? Ubesifa koidim, shemater levarech, merish, yachol adam of ne'amelach. They're talking about that you're not as drunk. Vehikshu kam achrayim, some of the achrayim asked, the kemish on yachol adam karoi, since it is, they're trying to understand what is the differentiation between this point about drinking between Siv Dalet and Siv He. The kevich on yachol adam karoi, if he's slurring his words, mistame in yachol adam of ne'amelach. And the Shami says, clearly you can drink there. So the Achrayim have a hard time a little bit understanding what is this difference between Siv Dalet, where we said it's okay to bench, Sif Hey, that the Rush says that it's a suffix, and our third level of Shikra Shalik, where you say that you can't. But it seems that the Mechaber is learning that there's three levels of this drunkenness. Ludina, Maske Achrayim, Dim Erish Neshnaker Kol Kach, Alpha became Yavarach, you should bench. Ulchatrili Yazar Lavarach, Koydim Shiavale de Kach, Ba'ayan Lael Basimon Sadik Tessif, Kotn Yud Aleph, Mishabur Lamaisa, you should bench. And however, Mishabur tells us that if you're sitting at a meal and you see that you're drinking quite a bit, and let's say it's Purim, the mitzvah of Adela Yoda, and you're going to get that drunk by your meal, preferably bench on your meal and then continue drinking if you want to drink. Make another bar of piragofen or make a bench a la kais. So you have to make another bar of piragofen anyway. And continue to drink afterwards. At least you won't run into a suffix if you were yaitza benching or not. However, if you got to the point, not that you fall down drunk, that you have no idea what's going on, you're not going to remember it the next day. But if you got to that point that you ain't a yachal of ne'amel, but you're still able to have somewhat of an intelligent thought and you're not completely that drunk that you'd be considered a shaita, Lamaisa, you should still bench. Again, preferable to avoid that situation. Now, so the Mechaber says that the Tais of the Rosh is stopping him. Tzarech lachs levarach. Avol chatchila gam heimayim dos levarach shum bracha kain v'chein divrei Torah neged tzoyel. Chatchila, you're not allowed to daven. You're not allowed to bench. You're not allowed to say divrei Torah neged tzoyel. And if you're in a makom that you have a reason to believe that there might be, we went through there. Some different shitas that when it comes to a young baby that has a dirty diaper, at what point of time do we start considering that tzoya or not? We had different shitas, whether it was a month, whether it was a year. We had different shitas then in what it is. But let's say you have a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old over there that's still in the diaper. You should check, make sure that there's no tzoya in the room. Your machna should be kaddish. It doesn't say that your tvila should be kaddish. You're not allowed to do any davar shebe kedusha in a makam that's ain't a naki. But loy mistapki, the suffix that Mechab is having, el shekvah berach u'matzakachach. You bench and then you found it. Uladina, what's lamais over here? Das I was talking about your rabbi shemabach kishamatzat so you connect the betoich tal damas the tzarech lachs lebarach bichsamazam adayin like zachal amazin. That if lamais is subsequent to benching, you found that there was tzoya within your dal damas. You have to bench again. V'chei mitzasi l'kuta ramban ala brachas. Shehevi mitchilu shes sveikish and estapki ba'la ha'taisus. He brings down this suffix. V'zeh v'achikach masik de'en chilik v'zeh b'en tfilu b'en shav divrei kedush ayin shavayim b'er halacha. So l'maisa they all paskin that you should go ahead and bench again. If you did it again, we're talking about a makam, you had reason to be concerned that you might have this problem. Umashum Eriglaim, however, it comes to Eriglaim, Hanagam came by Oifenze. The Berech Bechasamaz and Akach Matzam Eriglaim, but Techthal Damas, he found it afterwards. Ulhacha Kama Pshita, that you don't have to bench over again. Lamaisa over there in that case, lechatchila you allowed her ben, she had no, if you were not aware of the merig lion. The neged merig lion who raki sura derabanan, and we had the same chiluk by davani. When it comes to merig lion, not to bench or say a davish of kedusha in front of merig lion is only a derabanan. Val sveikon loy gazru. So when the chachamim made exera, don't bench, don't do a davish of kedusha in front of merig lion, they did not say that also when there's a suffix that there might be merig lion, you're not allowed to. When there's a suffix, you're allowed to. So if you found out about it afterwards, you obviously don't have to bench again. However, if you knew for a fact, sheyeshkan meirig lion, a child had an accident, and you were, you know, sometimes never somebody's sick, and you're in a hospital visiting somebody, sometimes you couldn't know that there's meirig lion there. You gotta make sure it's cleaned up before you bench. That would be the same halacha, and therefore, if you knew about it, obviously it's not pshita that you're able to bench over there. It's only if you didn't know about it, you don't have to go check when it comes to merig lion. When it comes to tzoya, if you know whether it was human waste or not human waste, and or if you know that there's a child that's in diapers that's above that, that's already a tiny drop older than a real infant, you should obviously check beforehand to make sure that you don't have a problem. Okay, let's in another few minutes, let's get started with Simon Kuf Pei Vav. Im nashim ketanim chayavim birchas hamazon. On nashim ketanim mechuyivim birchas hamazon. Says the mechaber, nashim chayavim birchas hamazon. The nashim are mechuyivim birchas hamazon. V'safiku im hein chayavim midaraisa. The safik if they are mechuyivim midaraisa. U'maitziyos es hanashim. And therefore, technically, they would be able to be maitzei man as well. Ay ena chayavim el midarabanan. Or their whole chiyav is only midarabanan. The ena maitziyos elamisha en chiyuvay el midarabanan. And therefore, if that's the case, they would only be able to pater somebody who is doing a derabanan benching, which, you know, let's say some we had the easy case. Somebody who didn't eat G'day Svi, he only ate a Kazayas, right? So we said that's the Rabbanan that could benching. Technically, a woman would be able to be Maitzi her. But how about a woman to be Maitzi her husband who ate G'day Svi? So he's a Deraisa. She's a Suffolk Deraisa, Suffolk Rabbanan. If she's the Rabbanan, she cannot be Maitzi him. If she's a Deraisa, she would be able to be Maitzi him. So therefore, we can't do it, Tayais, that it's a Suffolk. Imein Chayavis Deraisa. Why not? Lefish Ein, Chehi, Mitzis Asay, Shalayas Mangrama. So that would be the reason that it would be the Raisa. There's no specific time that she's mechuyev. Elam midrabanan. What would be the tzad that it would be only drabanan? Midiksev ala aretz atoiva. What do we bench for? We bench Hashem. We thank Him for the aretz atoiva. B'nashim elam chaylik be'eretz mitzad atzman. Loi b'asireshes. Technically, when Eretz Yisrael was divided up, it was only divided up to the men. The only way a woman ended up owning an Eretz Yisrael if she got it through Yerusha. But from Alza Chelik and Eretz Yisrael, they don't really have. Masha'en ken Kahanim Leviim. Now, the obvious question, Kahanim Leviim weren't also not part of the division of land. Afal Pishain Lem Chelik, we call Makam Yeshlem Ari Migrash, Yeshayim Mishim Shalai Nitlem Brisa Torah. So before we get to the Yeshayim, so Kahanim Leviim were given the cities of the Kahanim and Leviim. So they were technically part of Eretz HaToiva. The women weren't, that's the tzad, not to that they should not be mechuyev in benching midaraisa. The yeshayim, another reason why they would not be mechuyev in benching the raisa. Mishum she'en lem nitin lem brisa tayra. Right? That one of the things we say in Basel, briska shechsamta b'sareinu v'al terascha shalemad itani. So part of what are we thanking Hashem for the bris, mitzvah bris mila, and the mitzvah of limud atayra. Women don't have the chiyev of bris, and women don't have the chiyev of bris of limud haTorah. The tzad that they do have the limud haTorah is because they do have a chiyuv to learn the stuff that's negated to them, so they shouldn't make mistakes in halacha. So that's the shaila ade the rabbanan deraisa. Elami, so they can. We said they can only be yaitza somebody else who's a rabbanan. So Mishur gives us the example we gave. You're going shalay yachal kadei svia. Somebody, a man who didn't eat kadei svia. Shein chiyuv elam the rabbanan is only with rabbanan. Misayim haTor. Hator, meishi suffik, since it's a suffik, naktina the aim at sees as a ham shachli kedei svia. They're not allowed to be made to somebody else that ate kedei svia. The chen kosav a rambam peri came a hilchas brachas. Kos, the rambam says the same thing, they should not be made to a man who ate kedei svia.
Kosev Shilas Tshuva Shara Ephraim. Isha She'achlo. Okay, so here's a very interesting question, and then we'll leave it for the day. Isha She'achlo Kedei Sviya Menestapkin Bercha. A woman ate Kedei Sviya, okay? And she's not sure if she bent. So let's go back to what we learned about a week ago. If a man ate Kedei Sviya and then does not recall if he benched or not, we say it's a Suffolk Dairaisa, and he has to bench again. This woman ate Kedei Sviya, and now she's Mesupik if she benched already. So if we go with the Shita, she's a Dairaisa, she has to bench. If we go with the Shita Drabanan, she's not supposed to bench. Okay? So what do we do over here? So the Sharish Ephraim writes, Chayavis Levarach, Ayin Sham Taimai. Look at his reasoning there. V'chein hisvichai adam agam gibor. Achein, however, you don't have to, she doesn't bench over because it's sad that it's a rabbanon, became it's sad the prima garden. Mikomakam nira the right to list mechaldash shara ephraim v'siyate and limchus v'yadev. You want to be simach on the shara ephraim and bench again, you have who v'ayim b'yalach and you have who to rely on. So let's just analyze this question. It's actually a very interesting question. Mitzad this suffix, she ate Kedei Sviya, and she does remember if she benched. Is she a Svek Sveka? No, it's a suffix if she's a Daraisa. It's a suffix if she benched again. So if it's a Svek Sveka, mid Daraisa, you don't go and do it again. Okay? You want to make the bracha again. So it's suffix if she's a Daraisa, suffix if she benched already. So therefore, it's a Svek Sveka, that's the tzad, she doesn't have to bench again. Shara Ephraim says the other way, says different. He says, it really, this it's not a Svek Sveka. This is where it gets lumdish. This is two separate Svekas. There's a Suffolk if she benched. That's one Suffolk. There's a Suffolk if she's a Daraisa, but they're not tied to each other. When I look just at the Suffolk if she's a Daraisa, she has to bench again. So therefore, he says it's not a Svek Sveka. It's two independent Svekas. And when I look at each, the Suffolk of she's a Daraisa or not independently, since it's only one suffix, she has to bench. She has to bench again. So that's a very interesting alumdusha question over here. Lamaisa, we see from the Mishabura that if she wants to be machmar on herself and bench again, obviously she has who to. We have the Shara Ephraim, the Chayadim, the Magen Gebarim, that she has who to rely on to bench again if she doesn't remember if she benched or not. Okay, we will stop over here, and Amir Tzashem, we will continue tomorrow.